Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Showers possible for your Father's Day weekend. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. The Allen McHaldeman Municipal Office in Grafton could reopen to the public as early as Monday. The building was closed June 8th after officials claimed senior staff were being targeted on social media, email, and through the municipal website. The building itself is not equipped to provide safety barriers blocking the public from accessing staff offices. Now the installation of appropriate safety protocols are nearly complete, according to Chief Administrative Officer Dave Dawson. Dawson tells Robert Washburn of Consider This, the township has taken these threats seriously.
When things escalated for us, staff received a direct threat through our township complaint form that targeted individuals and identified the harm to them. It's not a criminal threat, but it is definitely a direct threat. And when somebody's personal well-being is being spoken about in a harmful nature, then we've reached a point of we need to do something different moving forward.
While walk-in services were postponed, citizens were able to conduct business over the phone or by booking an appointment. Five community groups in Coburg have penned an open letter to Mayor Lucas Cleveland attempting to de-escalate the discussion regarding drugs, addictions, and homeless, as Coburg recently provided the opportunity for public feedback on the draft Parks Master Plan. Cleveland is not pleased with the language in the draft plan discussing drug use and encampments in parks, saying this is not a way forward for Coburg. Alicia Van Dyne, executive director of the United Way Northumberland, joined other groups saying there needs to be discussions on the realities of what is going on in the community.
We have to look for the middle, and we have to really be grounded in reality. And I think that we can all agree, we do not want people living in parks. We don't want them living in encampments. We don't want people suffering in our communities. I think that that's the common ground that we're all at. But we have to be realistic. It's happening in our community. It's happening in our country. It's happening around the world. We are in a housing crisis. That is the reality of our circumstance.
Cleveland plans to address his concerns with the draft Parks Master Plan at Council on Wednesday. Looking for a Father's Day activity, the province is offering free fishing all this weekend. This means you don't need a license or outdoors card to enjoy angling. However, the province cautions that catch size limits and all other fishing regulations still apply. The Port Hope Highland Games and Scottish Festival goes all day at the Port Hope Agricultural Park with dancing, pipes and drums, and heavy events. As well, downtown Coburg will be closed today due to the annual Pride weekend festivities. Expect traffic detours and delays. In sports, the Coburg Kodiaks are in Peterborough tomorrow to take on the Lakers, and the Jays continue their weekend series this afternoon with the Chicago Cubs. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local 3-day weather forecast is next.
The staff at Country Sign and Wraps welcome you to bring your project by their shop. Summer's almost here, and they'll help you get ready. Marine, all-terrain vehicles, golf carts, your summer car, whatever you like to drive, they can wrap it. They'll help you design artwork for your project, or if you already have something in mind, you can email it to them at countrysignwraps@gmail.com. Spots are booking quickly, so text or call 905-516-1000 to make an appointment. Country Sign and Wraps, your one-stop shop for everything sign, design, and wrap related.
The Lions Club of Coburg is a not-for-profit service club that's been active in the town of Coburg since 1977. The Lions Club has been involved in many community projects over the years, and revenue earned is given to the community organizations and individuals who are in need of help. They also offer a complete catering and bar service, so why not think of the Coburg Community Lions Center for your next big event? The Lions Club Community Center is at 157 Elgin Street East in Coburg. You can reach out to them online at CoburgLionsCommunityCenter.com or call 905-372-6217.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sun cloud mix today, showers possible this afternoon, high 23, humidex 26, cloudy tonight, low 13, sun and cloud tomorrow, slight chance of showers, high of 24, rain for Monday and 20. Turn to Northumberland897.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.